Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power, where we bring interesting people to you from all over the world, supply information, and later on in the hour, if you would like to be able to call in, well, we'll have those telephone numbers ready for you as well. Meanwhile, we're going to be going to our telephone and talking with our guest this afternoon. Walter Weston is my guest. His wonderful publication is Emotional Release Therapy, Letting Go of Life's Painful Emotions. Walter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're calling in from Canton, Ohio. Am I correct?
Well, more Akron, but that's all right.
More Akron. Okay.
Yeah.
We won't fuss about the small stuff. Walter, I want to let my listeners know a little bit about you. You have been a minister in the past, but you have done something very unique and different. And that is, you have gone into the area of healing, and in 1989, you worked as a healer with Ramesh Singh Kuhan, MD, in clinical studies in India that were quite involved regarding healing. And you have gone through and earned a Doctor of Ministry degree in prayer and healing research at the International College of Spiritual and Psychic Sciences out of Montreal. And you've had some wonderful people that you've been involved with in this research of healing. And you decided that you wanted to share a technique that you yourself have developed, and this was developed in 1994, which is ERT, Emotional Release Therapy. And in 1996, you went to Bangalore, India, to teach this to chronic healers. And I would just love for you to tell us how it is you have evolved into this extremely unique and interesting journey that has been not just a spiritual journey, but a scientific journey as well. What caused this journey to begin?
Well, almost 40 years ago, I was praying with a dying man, and during the prayer, he became instantly well. I felt a holy presence, and I felt a mist of energy descend upon me and flow down my hand and his arm. And he was dying. He had ruptured appendix. He'd had surgery 3 days before, and peritonitis set in. As I entered the room, the doctor was leaving. He said, I wouldn't give him more than a half hour. And I felt something flow from my hand into his during the prayer. And he said, Pastor, I felt something flow from near me. I said, I'm glad you said something because I thought I imagined it. And the man, in 5 minutes, he was completely well. No signs of disease. The doctor walks in about 10 minutes later. He says, Walt, it's impossible. What did you do? Had a prayer with him. He says, oh, bullshit. And he sent the guy home an hour later. He was completely well. He examined his surgical wound, 3 days old, and it was completely healed. And I was, you know, and I didn't know anything about healing. I wasn't trying to do healing. And all at once I find I've been baptized into healing without knowing it. And when I would pray with people, just take their hand and have a prayer, I wouldn't feel anything. Half of them would become well. And I couldn't accept the exclamations of Pentecostal churches, healing ministries, spiritual churches. I went to their services and all that, and, you know, they said God heals and he does any way he chooses to do it, or God chooses some to die and some to live. And I said, that's malarkey. And so I decided I had to take a scientific understanding of healing in order to get it accurately. In 94, I wrote a book called Pray Well, and it was my doctoral dissertation, 441 pages of research data from science on healing. In that same year, I discovered emotional release therapy, and now I almost do all emotional release therapy. Anyone can do it, and people are healed by it. Emotionally, they're healed, and most diseases have an emotional basis.
Now, we have a caller online.
Once you do emotional release therapy, they often get well.
Now, Walter.
We have a caller online. Would you like me to put him through?
Well, if the caller can wait until the bottom of the hour.
Okay, you got it.
That after the interview, that would be wonderful, and I apologize to the caller for not being able to take him right now, but at the bottom of the hour, that'll be fine. Walter, this is so interesting because often we will hear stories about people who are healers, and I know that my husband has healing abilities and has had some very profound experiences when he has been able to use them with people. I've met many different people throughout my years of working with the public and various professionals who have tremendous healing talents. You're one of the few that I have encountered that has taken a very scientific approach to it, that says, okay, we're working with something here that belongs to everyone.
Yeah.
It's not exclusive to any group, any method, any situation. Why is this so important to you? I guess that's sort of a silly question, but to be able to communicate effectively about what this is. Why was this important for you to be able to write it down? Do you feel that when you did your dissertation that sort of helped you figure out how you were going to use the right kind of words to communicate what needed to be done?
Yeah, I met a local psychiatrist at a Christmas thing in December, and he was very intrigued by me. He called me in January, and he said, I want your books, and he bought 80 books, 80 Prewells, 40 Prewells, and 40 emotional release therapy to give it out to his friends and all. He says, your work is the finest I've ever seen. I've been studying healing for 40 years, and I can't, you've discovered some great things. And so, you know, he's bought 200 books so far. Made me a rich man. But anyway.
Yeah, right.
it's important to me because if you're going to do healing accurately, you must have some supporting data to prove the method you're working does heal people. If it doesn't heal people, then it's not worth anything. So, I say something works. Now, I got an emotional release therapy. It's so simple that I'm surprised thousands of other people haven't discovered. We store our emotions in our heart, not our minds, our brains. And putting your hand on your heart, you close your eyes, you choose a color of your choice, you visualize it and put it in your heart. And then you feel what you feel, the emotional pain that you have, painful memories or depression or anger or fear or grief, and you release the feelings of them into that color. Your hand picks it up, and they're toxic, so you have to have a bowl of salt water, put 2 tablespoons of salt in a bowl of water, and dip your hand in periodically, and that dissolves the bad stuff. Now, that was emotional release therapy. And then, more recently, I discovered that you can talk to any cell of the body, any body part. You can say that you're in a bladder, release your pain, physical and emotional pain and dysfunction in my hand, and you feel the heat of its release into your hand. Then you said, be healed and made whole, and you send the healing flow down to that, to your urinary bladder, and the bladder's healed just instantly. And I've never found anything so effective, and you know what's happening because you can feel everything happening.
Now, my guest this afternoon is Walter Weston. Wherever you are listening, you will also have more information. I'm going to give you his website, et cetera, towards the bottom of the hour. We're talking about his very insightful book, Emotional Release Therapy. Now, I know we're going to be going to a break in a couple of minutes, Walter, but what I'd like for you to do before we go to break, I'd like to share your story of your personal experience in South Africa when you were in a game reserve and you had a severe injury to yourself. Tell us what happened.
Well, first I want to tell you about South Africa. I went there to teach rural Zulu women, teachers, and social workers emotional release therapy because there's millions of adults dying of AIDS in South Africa, and they're leaving millions of children in grief and stricken, and I taught them to remove the people, the children's emotional pain so it wouldn't be so bad. But anyway, injury. I was in a game reserve, and in the morning before dawn, I went out to the pickup truck of my host, and went into the back of it, put down the tailgate, and I slammed the tailgate onto the ball of the trailer hitch in the dark. And it was the most painful feeling I'd ever had. And I said, gee, I've crushed it. I then put my other hand on it for about 20 seconds and said, release your pain, physical and emotional pain in my hand. And I felt the release. And at 20 seconds, all pain in my hand stopped. I had no pain. I got a flashlight out and looked at my fingers, and there was not a mark on them. And you know, I've learned some things. My mother broke her hip when she was 85. And I went in every other day to the nursing home where she was rehabilitating. And after 7 days, the physical therapist said to me, she's favoring her broken hip. She must be, her broken hip must not be broken. So I asked for a x-ray. And at 8 days, and she had osteoporosis, 8 days, her hip was completely healed. And again, we're talking about physical, the quicker you get to an injury or a physical problem, the easier it is to heal.
Well, Walter, your stories are fascinating, and we've got just a little bit more time before we go to break. Before we do, I want to mention that when Walter went to Bangalore, India in 1996, he worked with the International Pranic Healing Association, and they have trained more than 100,000 healers from all kinds of faiths and various countries to be able to practice this energy method. So this is something that's really fascinating reading, and it is a way, if you are someone that's endowed with healing abilities, you would like to learn a technique that may be for you, just so beneficial. If you're a person that would like to explore it, test it, see what it's like.
I'd like to tell you what happened.
Okay, Walter, we're going to wait for just a little bit because we're going to go to break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back, and then you'll be able to share the rest of the story.
Okay.
Emotional Release Therapy is the name of Walter's book, Letting Go of Life's Painful Emotions. Walter Weston is my guest. And we will be back in just a minute or so. So don't you go away. You're not going to want to miss the rest of his story. It's just really fascinating. Walter Weston is my guest. I'm Donna Sebo. We'll be right back.
You're not there, are you?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry I didn't send you a DVD.
Oh, that's all right. I think we're still on air, Walter.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think we're still on air. I didn't hear Don come in. So let's just continue because I didn't hear Don come in. I thought he was going to be taking the break, but let's go on. What was it that happened at the international conference there?
Okay. They complained to me before I did workshops with them that they had very few healings and they're only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
After the workshop, my phone rang off the hook. They said, everyone we work with is healed and is permanent when we do emotional release therapy first and then do physical healing later. And what it's saying is emotional release therapy keeps people, emotional pain keeps people from being healed, either conventionally or by spiritual healing. So if you do emotional release therapy first, almost everyone is healed. And that told me something I did not know.
You have a wonderful story in here about a man by the name of Jack. And he's in the section where you go into detail about healing oneself. And frequently, there is that attitude that people cannot heal themselves. They need someone else to assist them. And there might be some circumstances where that is the case. But you emphasize that people can do this for themselves.
Yeah.
Tell me how they can do this. And tell us Jack's story.
Okay.
Because his was a heart attack in 1975. So tell us his story.
Okay. It was heart failure. And he was only pumping 10% of the blood he should need. He was waiting for a heart transplant. And his son, who had learned emotional release therapy, taught him how to do it himself. And every day for 5 weeks, He practiced emotional release therapy on himself. It took away all the emotional pain. And at the end of the fifth week, he went to his doctor, and the doctor was shocked. It's miraculous. A wonder. It's impossible. And his heart was now pumping 50% of the blood he needed. He did not need a heart transplant. He could live the rest of his life with 50% heart action. And I didn't even know him. He sent me an email, that's the first I knew what had happened.
All right. Now, when this occurred, and I'm looking at your book right now, I was looking at the fact that you talked about Jack, and it took him five or six weeks. There was someone else that it took them 5 months to be able to...
Okay, that was his son, Justin.
Okay, his son, Justin.
Yeah, Justin called me in 1999 on the phone. He said, I have several of your books, and I've been following them, and with emotional release therapy, healed my muscular dystrophy. And he'd had muscular dystrophy. He was 21. For the last 4 years, he'd been bedfast. He was that incapacitated. I said, it'll give you peace. I don't know what to heal you. And he practiced the emotional release therapy for an hour or two a day for 5 months. He tells me later that if you've known where he's going, he could have probably done it in a month. Anyway, he practiced it. He says, I'm cured of muscular dystrophy. I woke up 2 weeks ago, and I had no pain. I got out of bed by myself after 4 years of needing help. I went with my girlfriend and my dog to a park across the street, and we took a long walk. I couldn't believe it. There were no symptoms of muscular dystrophy. I got home, and my muscles were very sore. And of course they were. He hadn't used his muscles for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he waited 2 weeks before he told me, and I just talked to him a couple weeks ago. We became good friends. He went to South Africa with me, and the people who were sponsoring me said, we want to meet him. But anyway, he's still seeing his lady. That's 7 years. He's getting married in July, and he's a tremendous healer, and he's doing social work.
Now, you also go into how people can do this via the phone. There's no limit to the power of mind and to the power of prayer. They can also do this when they're with someone, whether they touch them or they don't touch them. So this is a technique and an application that you have found is just so compatible and so easy to utilize. But as you mentioned in your book, people have to practice it. Can you give us a quick overview of what this is? Now, again, your book is Emotional Release Therapy, Letting Go of Life's Painful Emotions, and we'll be giving out your website, et cetera, towards the bottom of the hour. But can you give us a brief overview, Walter, of what this entails?
Okay. I do it over the phone because I'm an author and I've been read from all over the nation. I had a call from New Zealand last week. A woman from Spain wrote me 2 weeks ago in one of my books, and so I learned to do it over the phone. And I do 90% of my work over the phone, long distance. Work with people thousands of miles away, and it works. And you do the same thing as you do for yourself, except you say, it's in your hand, and now it's going to come to mine. And then you do it over the phone.
All right, I know that you use color as a focus.
Yeah.
And one of the things in your description of the overview is that we hold so much in our bodies, in our tissues. I think that as people, often we travel down our memory lanes going through various situations, our buttons will be pushed. Because of something, maybe we're tired, we get irritable, and all of a sudden this pain comes rushing in. And we have all kinds of things that agitate us, and we don't know how to resolve that. I think of a woman I was talking with not too long ago who has pains and sufferings that she's carried from a war that are still in her heart and in her spirit, and she's not been able to release them.
Okay.
So this is something.
In 40 minutes, she could use it to release them herself, or I could help her release all the painful war memories. All the trauma would be gone in 40 minutes. a rape victim, 5 minutes, the trauma is gone. A woman who's been a battered housewife for 20 years can release all of her pain and be normal again after, again, 40 minutes. She releases everything. Depressed people take about 40 or 50 minutes, and the depression is gone completely for good. No medication, no psychotherapy, emotional release therapy does it all.
Now, there's a point that you bring out that's very important, and that is releasing thoughts of emotional pain cannot release the pain. So this isn't intellectual. Thoughts do not produce heat, but only a tingling. You must release emotions.
Okay. 90% of my clients are women. 95% of my students are women. They're emotions, feeling people. And men don't value emotions. They don't value emotional release therapy, most of them. And so they don't do it. But yes, you have to have feelings. If you use thought, nothing happens.
Fascinating positioning. Again, the technique of using the salt, I can remember years ago being around some healers that would have a bowl of water. They did not use salt, but they used the water. And the water, after they did their healing, literally turned dark, dirty brown. And then they would pour it out into the street somewhere. They would never pour it out onto plants or anything else that could be injured by it. They would pour it in some area that would absorb it and just move it along.
Yeah, but I was in the Himalayas in 96 visiting a Baba Ji, a spiritual master. And I went to school with lunch with an international group of people. A woman from Switzerland was a medical clairvoyant. She took my hand, and she told me about the salt water.
Oh.
And she said, you've been storing the emotional pain in your legs, and you can hardly walk, which was true. I had trouble for last year walking. I could only walk about 100 feet without my pants things. And she said, you need to put six cups of salt. Water softener, salt's the cheapest, into a tub of water and soak for an hour. And when I got back to civilization, I did that in Bangalore, and I couldn't believe it. I took the bath, and the next day I played 18 holes of golf.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The pain was completely gone.
Amazing.
And so I take a salt water bath once or twice a week regularly, and then use the salt for healing. Hindu healers have used salt for healing for several thousand years. So it's nothing new, but it was new to me, and I'm thankful for it.
Now, you talk about a study done in 1986 called Infrared Spectra Alteration in Water Proximate to Palms of Therapeutic Practitioners. And this was done by the Mobius Society in Los Angeles. And they examined the infrared absorption spectra of water placed in sealed vials and treated by 14 different healers. And I'm quoting directly from your book, and statistically significant differences in patterns in infrared photometric analysis were observed between healer-treated water and normal water, and it demonstrated that it could be transmitted. There's no limitation, even if something is in a container. And Olga Worrell was a woman. She and her husband both were involved in healing work for many, many, many years, and she participated in experiments of showing how she could transfer energy. And this that you have written about, I think, brings things into understanding, or I should say would bring understanding, so that we can use it in everyday life. And I need to know, Walter, how people can reach you if they'd like to have more information about your book, if they would like to order it. I know it's available at Amazon.com. This is published through Hampton Roads Publishing Company. What's your website, Walter?
Okay, it's wweston@neo.rr.com.
Okay, that's wweston@neo.rr.com. And on your website, there's all of your contact information where they'd be able to reach you?
No, I better tell them my phone number.
Okay.
It's 330-336-0403. My website is down temporarily. By next week, it should be up again.
Oh, great. Now, one of the things you bring out in your book is that you can use this with pets. And, Walter, I'd like to ask you a question. If someone called you and said, I have someone that needs your help, Walter, and they didn't want that person to know that they were being prayed for, that a healing treatment was being given for them, what's your stance on that? How do you feel about doing something like that?
I've never done it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
First place, I don't see someone offer healing. I wait for people to ask me for healing. And if the person does not want the healing, I will not interfere.
All right.
I don't think it would do any good anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One thing you haven't asked me about is children.
Well, and with children, they respond to this very well, don't they?
They do better than women. They do a tremendous job. You take a 6, 8, or 10, 12-year-old child, you do emotional release therapy. It doesn't take long. They don't have a long emotional history. And when they finish, their eyes are their face is glowing like they've just seen God. And they said, oh, I feel wonderful. I've never felt this good in my life. And over 50% of the children say that. And if they've been not learning up to potential, or they've been juvenile delinquents or behavioral problems, they disappear after emotional release therapy. The reason children in America do not learn or misbehave is because they've been emotionally or physically traumatized in their young life, and that affects brain function. You can restore the brain function with emotional release therapy, and the children, they respond very well. I wish I could work in a school district and just all day long work with children.
Well, Walter, let's hope that your wish will be supplied. Meanwhile, I know there's a lot of people that probably will be in touch with you. W. Weston, W-W-E-S-T-O-N at neo.rr.com. That's Walter's site. It's down. It'll be up back in order next week. You can call him at his office at 330-336-0403. Walter, I want to thank you for being my guest this morning.
I've really enjoyed it, Donna.
I should say this afternoon. I'm saying this morning. It's afternoon here. It's been
evening.
A pleasure, Walter.
It's evening here.
It's evening there. Well, yeah. A little bit with the time differences.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much for being my guest. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Donna Sebo here. We are going to be taking a break when we come back. Telephone lines will be open for you to call in, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, the Donna Sebo Show, an hour of mind power. And telephone lines are now open if you'd like to chat with me. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And I know we've got a caller, but I wanted to share a cute statement that Bill Vaughn, a journalist, shared. He said, "We hope that when the insects take over the world, they will remember with gratitude how we took them along on all of our picnics." Oh, yes, those sassy little bugs that always accompany us when we're out enjoying those picnics. I believe we have a caller. I think that that caller has been on hold, and I will be pleased to be able to chat with that caller. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello?
Hello, dear. Your first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My first name is Elaine. My initial is A, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
All right. Now, Elaine, what I'm looking at with you is that you've got to deal with facts. You cannot run on decision. You cannot run on your emotions and make effective decisions. You are a person that I think has carried a great deal of emotional burden, and it is something that weighs you down frequently, and there is, in my mind's view, guilt. And it's as if I see you carrying this humongous backpack of feelings of responsibility, and then someone comes along and makes a remark to you, and you go, oh, gee, I guess I didn't work hard enough, and so there's more added to your backpack. And I'm seeing you ending up with these short little stubby legs, and you're just moving along like inch by inch, and you're saying, it's just too much of a burden. It's just too big a load. And I think what you're going to find is that if you will develop the discipline of observing when your emotional buttons are being pushed, and really being pushed hard, that you back away and detach from those emotional patternings and say, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom, or I need to go for a walk, or you do something to break away from whoever or whatever is bringing this into your environment. And then what's going to happen is that you'll have a clarity, you'll be able to detach, have a distance, and then be able to make the decision that need to be made with a clear mind. When you're able to do that, you'll learn eventually how to do it instantaneously. But it is getting to that point of personal discipline where you recognize when those emotional buttons are being pushed, and if you're really fatigued, you realize that it's not the time to make a choice, not the time to make a decision, that you must back away to gain clarity. This is going to have such a tremendous impact on your success as an individual. It's going to affect you in a very positive way, especially in a working environment. It's going to affect you in your personal environment. It's going to affect you with your economic planning. It is going to affect you on so many levels. This is a big year for you. This is a very big year because there's a lot of the old self that is dying. And it's painful because you don't know quite what to do with this feeling of emptiness that you have at times. And you need to be patient so that you can fill that sense of emptiness with a sense of purpose and clarity. And it's going to come because you're giving yourself the chance to distance yourself from the emotional quagmire that you have found yourself burdened with. So take your time, be patient with yourself. A lot is changing in your life, and you need to have clarity with your thinking, dear. What did you want to ask me? I know it's evening back in New Jersey. What would you like to ask me?
My mother had passed away in August 2004, and I feel guilty. Could I have prevented it if I had her? Could I have prevented her passing if I had treated for low thyroid?
No. Your mother had a number, at least as it's being shown to me. Your mother had a number of issues physically. Now, part of what is going on here is that you are aware that you had a level of ignorance at the time. You had just enough knowledge, but you were ignorant of many points of information. And what I'd like for you to do, instead of carrying this tremendous burden of guilt, I'd like for you to release this guilt and understand that you've been given an opportunity because of what happened with your mother.
I can't hear you. I'm screaming to you. Can you talk louder, please?
Okay. I'm talking as loudly as I can. So maybe there's something that can be turned up in volume, or maybe you could hear me on your computer.
I don't have any computer. I'm listening on the phone.
Oh, for heaven's sake. All right. Well, what I would say to you is this, that you are going to find yourself being able to help other people due to your investigating, researching, and educating yourself even more about what affected your mother. You're going to be able to pass that knowledge along.
Could I have prevented it?
No.
Oh.
No. You did not have enough knowledge to prevent it.
If I had enough knowledge, would I have prevented her passing?
No.
Was it her time?
Well, it's not a matter of her time there in the sense that you're trying... See, what you're trying to do is justify it. We are all going to pass away at some time. I'm going to die. You're going to die. Everybody that is on this planet at some point is going to die. You are looking back on, gee whiz, if I knew more, maybe I could have helped. That's true. That's true. If you had known more, maybe you could have. If the doctor had known more, maybe he could have. But there's no way of guaranteeing that any one of us is going to know everything that we need to know at a time when something like this evolves. So what is important is that you learn from this and then pass whatever knowledge you gained on to other people that you happened to cross the path with. And that can make the difference. And you can take your experience of what has happened with your mother, and instead of looking at it as a bad situation, you can turn it into something that will empower you to help empower other people to understand what can be done. I think
is my mother aware of my grief? Is she aware that I... Can she see me? Is she aware of, you know, my grief? Does she...
Well, I think that if your mother could be with you in any moment and say something to you, it would be to let go of the grief and get on with the living. The grief serves very little purpose. The grief just encapsulates you so that you do not progress forward at all. Grief keeps us locked into a prison of our own making that serves no purpose for anyone at any time. It locks you away from being able to participate in life. And I would say that your mother would not want you to be that way.
Okay, and also...
I'm going to have to limit the questions here.
Okay.
But I thank you so much for calling. And if you have a computer and you want to listen to the show, you can always go into bbsradio.com. And the show will be on Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 Pacific time, which is 6 to 7 your time back on in the East Coast area.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate your call. Donna Sebo here, and if you would like to call into the broadcast, you're more than welcome to do so. The telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. I wanted to share a little bit of trivia with you. By the way, when you call in, all you need to do is give me your first name or your initial, and we'd like to know where you're calling from. Movies, oh, we're all fascinated with them. They've got so many points of information that's so great. I don't know about you, but Raymond Burr has always been a favorite actor of mine. Well, I can remember how shocked I was when I found out that Raymond Burr had played in a movie called Godzilla. And I thought, Godzilla? I remember him as Perry Mason. Where did he get involved with Godzilla? Well, here's a little bit of trivia maybe you didn't know about. American actor Raymond Burr ended up in the classic schlock, that's what they called it, a schlock Japanese movie, which there's a big cult following for these movies. His part was added 2 years after the movie's Japanese release. So they put Raymond Burr into the movie 2 years afterwards because they wanted to come into the American market. That's how he got into the movie Godzilla. And just another little bit of trivia, Julie Andrews, well, I think we all know about Julie Andrews, her magnificent singing voice. Well, she wanted to play the role of Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. She had played it on Broadway and had been extremely successful with it. Of course, she had a magnificent singing voice. However, studio heads in Hollywood decided she wasn't a big enough star to play in the movie. So they replaced Julie Andrews with Audrey Hepburn. And I know you've seen My Fair Lady, and Audrey Hepburn is just awesome in My Fair Lady. Well, guess what happened after that? Julie Andrews didn't get that part, but she signed on for the part of a character we all love, and that is Mary Poppins. And in that role, she won the Oscar for the Best Actress for that year. Isn't life interesting with its twists and turns? I wonder if she would have won the Oscar in My Fair Lady. Hard to say. Never know. Donna Sebo here, and we're going to be going to break in just a moment. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, give me a buzz, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227, or 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open. When we come back, I'll share a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that. Don't go away.
Giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. Or 888-268-4313, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. By the way, won't you tell your friends about DBSRadio.com? We have some wonderful programming, and I'm going to be with you every afternoon, Pacific time, from 3 until 4. So I really look forward to chatting with you, and we've got wonderful guests. And I know we've got a caller on the line, but I want to be sure to let you know who we're going to be having as a guest tomorrow. That is going to be Ruth King. We're going to be talking about her wonderful publication, The Ugly Truth About Small Business. Now, you may think that's a negative title. It isn't. It's dealing with real stuff. And if you're a person that has a passion for being an entrepreneur, you're not going to want to miss it. So tell your friends. Well, let's go to our next caller, and I want to thank you, caller, for being so patient and waiting. I'd like to know your first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Yes, it's Lamont Q.
All right. And Lamont, where are you calling in from?
It's from Orange County, New York.
Orange County, New York. Okay. Now, Lamont, what I am looking at with you are some legal documents. I am looking at some financial issues that will need to be addressed. Now, I think that these are forms that must be completed. And if you need any help with them or you have any questions, you must be sure that you know exactly what you are signing. Do not assume anything.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at 1, 2, 3 sheets of paper. And on the second sheet of documents that I am viewing in my mind, there is a particular paragraph. I think it's either the second or third from the bottom of the page. When I am looking at these documents, you need to be aware that that particular grouping of words on that second page can have a significant effect on you long term. It may inhibit some kind of a change that you would otherwise be able to make if it were not there. So you will have the right to change the wording, but you must know exactly what's going on. So that should you want to change the wording so that it works out and gives you a window for change, if that's what you desire, make sure you do that. Do not sign the document until it is absolutely understood by you. And if you need to go to an attorney or if you have someone that's real knowledgeable about these contracts, then I want you to utilize their services. Also, what I'm looking at is you're being in an airport and there is an unexpected trip that you're going to be making, and the flight is not a long one, and you're a little bit apprehensive because you're feeling like you're in a time crunch. Don't worry about it. The trip is going to end up doing very, very well for you, and you're going to be pleased with how everything's just going to flow. So when you're traveling, learn to relax. Just take it in stride, and you're going to find that everything is really going to work out quite well. And you do need to pick up the telephone and call a particular individual that has been in your mind a great deal. because this person just seems, their face just seems to be popping up. You could be watching television, doing something, and all of a sudden they're in your head, and you need to call them. They're thinking of you, and it's as if you're getting telepathic, you know, please call me messages. So I want you to do that. What question would you like to ask me this evening? You're in New York, so I know it's evening there for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, how soon do you see this paperwork?
The paperwork, I'm looking at in a time frame of 3 to 6. So I don't know if it's 3 to 6 weeks or 3 to 6 months.
Oh.
It's not 3 to 6 years.
Uh-huh.
This is something that's coming up pretty soon. If, you know, you were a senior citizen, I might say it has something to do with Social Security, but that's not that necessarily.
Uh-huh.
So whatever this is relating to, it is important, one, you respond in a timely manner, and two, that you check out the information very carefully.
Okay. Health-wise?
Well, I think you're going to be okay there. And I'm going to have to limit it to one question, basically.
Okay.
I want to thank you very much, Lamont, for calling in.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. This is Donna Sebo, and if you would like to call in and chat with me, I would be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313 is the telephone number to call. And the Donna Sebo Show will be heard every day, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 4 Pacific Time. If you're on Central, you're 2 hours ahead of me. If you're East Coast, you're 3. And if you're calling in from another part of the world, well, I'll just have to guess at your time zone. But remember, you're still going to be able to chat with me, and also these shows are going to be archived for you. So if you miss one, just know you're going to be able to go in and listen to it later on. Again, Donna Sebo here, and I'll be on Monday through Friday right here on bbsradio.com. I wanted to share with you a story because I know we're going to be out of time fairly quickly here about a wonderful man who has a passion for cooking, but he also has a passion for people. And his name is Willie Jemison. And Willie Jemison works in a kitchen at Centerstone, Tennessee's largest behavioral health organization. And he just absolutely loves what he does. And what's more, he really enjoys sharing with others, in particular the teenagers that he teaches in Centerstone's after-school chef training program. Yes, Willie is a professional chef. And this has been Willie's passion ever since he was a little boy. Dishwashing was the very first duty he ever had in his family's kitchen. Doesn't that sound exciting? You may wonder why that was a stimulus for him to become a chef. But he worked right alongside his older brothers and sisters and learned how to be part of a team. That's how he was taught in his family. And he was encouraged to cook along with everybody else, make sausage and gravy. And that's his specialty to this day. That's one of his favorite things to fix. Now, by the time he was a teenager, he was slinging hamburgers at a fast food joint, and he worked his way up the food chain at a lot of restaurants, putting himself through culinary school and eventually landing a job as a chef at a prestigious country club. So he went up from making maybe grits and gravy in his family kitchen as a kid until he became a top-notch chef. But it wasn't until he switched from serving filet mignon to senators to serving life lessons to troubled teens that his cooking truly became his calling. He works with 12 to 18-year-olds with behavior problems and trains them in budgeting, shopping, nutrition, safety and sanitation, food preparation and serving, everything they need to know to run a professional kitchen. So he's involved with the Second Harvest Food Bank and so many wonderful other people that he says it's a labor of love. He said, kids, well, they've got a future, and I want to help them really enjoy it to the fullest with good food and good lessons of learning. My hat's off to Willie Jemison and the chef who has committed himself to making this a better world. Well, I know we're coming close to being, well, just complete with the show. I want you to remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul, and no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you make a difference. And no one understands that because there's no one else like you on this planet. And I'm so glad we shared this hour together. I'll be talking with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.